Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones. How are you today? And welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live today from Phoenix, Arizona, where the heat is on. We are going back into summertime, and which may be a good thing that it's getting warm here, so that's good. I am so grateful to be back on the air. You know, it's been almost 2 years since I've been on the air, and I have really missed doing this show. I tell you, I really have. And I just want to take time to thank all of my old listeners for coming back and being here and listening to me. I'm so grateful for you. I really, really am. And all my new listeners, I want to thank you for coming too and anticipate you being an old listener. The Holistic Ministry Show is a spirit-based show, okay? We deal on spiritual principles and spiritual teachings. I grew up as a Christian, and I still follow the teachings of Jesus Christ, okay? But I accept, embrace all religions of the world. This is this kind of show. Everyone is accepted here. There is no exception to the rule. You will never, ever hear me say anything disparaging about any religion. I just would not do that because I believe that every religion of the world has something to offer its followers. So I have ultimate respect for you. So if you're on the line and you are Buddhist, Muslim, Totus, whatever that you are, you're welcome here. There is no dogma in this show, and you're never going to hear me talk about that. We're talking about truth, and we're talking about reality. So we want to make sure that you are able to get what you need, and it makes a big difference to me to be able to have that for you, beloved ones. It really, really do. Also, I just want to tell you that, you know, I have been procrastinating, and I totally dislike procrastination, but I have become I became a victim of procrastination myself because I just kept putting off doing this show and kept putting it off, and no really good reason. You know, I was saying, hey, it was because of the monitor, and I was making excuses when it really wasn't necessary, and it just wasn't in my spirit to do it at this particular time. You know, but I got a wake-up call, and that wake-up call told me, you know, it is time for you to go do this show. You came on the planet to do this work, and you need to do it. There's something strange about what happened during a pandemic that gets all of us very quiet, very still, and slow you down and make you begin to think about what you need to do and what you're doing in life. And it's important that we do that. It really is important to do it. So hopefully that each one of you are taking time to dive deep into who you are and what you are and what you want to do with your life. Because for most of us, this is the first time we probably had time to slow down in the last 20 or 30 years. We've been ripping and running and chasing dollars and doing all the things that we needed to do to survive. But now, hey, sometime the universe has to have a way to slow us down, to make us go into ourselves and become more understanding of who and whom we are. Unfortunately, we are facing a situation now that is forcing us to slow down and slow our process down. You know, because I have been having a calling to do this work for, oh my gosh, well over 30 years, I knew that I should be doing this work. There was never a doubt in my mind that I should have been doing it. And my beloved dear mom, who has passed on, who I truly miss every second of the day, told me, she said, son, you know what? You can run, but you can't hide. That you are commissioned to do this work. I know that God has a calling on your life and that you have to do this work. And you're not going to get away, you're not going to have any peace, and you're not going to have any rest until you do the work. And you know what? She was right. I tried my darndest to avoid doing this, but I now truly understand my purpose here to be able to do this. So I have made a commitment to myself and commitment to God to complete my purpose here on earth by doing the work that I know I have been chosen to do. And each one of you out there also have a calling in your lives and something that you're supposed to do. And hopefully you will discover it, if you have not already discovered it, that you will discover it and begin to do that which you have come here to do, because we all have a purpose and reason to do that. So like I say, the universe sometimes just has to slow us down to get our full attention, to be able to bring about what we need to do, to do what we need to do. We all came here to do something special, and we all have a gift, and nobody else can do it except for you. So if you're not doing what you're supposed to do, somewhere you are affecting the order of the universe, because you came here to do something specific. You're an extension of God, so you came here to do something specific. So when you're not doing what you're supposed to do, you are having an effect on the universe as well. Okay? So take time, guys, while we're into this slow period, to dive in to do what you need to do. Now, this is not the topic of the day, but I just want to sort of share that with you, because it's really important that you understand what your purpose is and what it is that you need to be doing at this particular time. Okay? Very good. The topic of today's conversation is going to be how to overcome your fears and how to conquer your fears. So before we move forward, though, we're going to have to ask God to assist us to have a clear understanding and to be able to give us insight as to what it is we should be listening for. For everything has a purpose and reason. So we know that God is here and God is allowing us to have this day and allowing us to be on the planet. So we say thank you, God, for allowing that to be. So let's pray. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another day here on planet Earth. We know it is through your life-sustaining energy that keeps us well and keep us moving forward. So we come today with open hearts of gratitude just to thank you for life, God. We thank you for that energy that you allow us to wake up in the morning. We know that when we took a breath this morning, it was your energy that flowed into our physical body that allowed us to become awoken this morning. So we say thank you, God, and you woke us up fortunately in our right minds and in our physical bodies, and we just say thank you. Even if we have some pain and discomfort in our body, we still give gratitude and thanks to you, God, because we know that you are the source of all things and you will work it out. So we're going to put our faith and belief in you, God, knowing that you know what is best for us. We may not have full understanding of what's happening in the universe. We do not have a full understanding of what's happening on the planet. We might not even have full understanding of what's happening in our own individual lives. But we know that you do, God. We know that you will continually to guide us and keep us moving in the right direction. So we give you thanks, God, for divine health. We give you thanks, God, for divine prosperity. We thank you, God, for divine wisdom. We thank you for divine knowledge, knowing that you are opening the path and allowing us to move in the right direction. And we know that you will never forsake us. You will always be with us. And so we are so grateful for that, God. And we know that you have assigned us with angels to protect us and give us protection every day and every second of the day. So we thank you, God, for assigning your angels to us to keep us safe and keep us moving in the right direction. So we humbly say thank you, God, and that we are so grateful. We are so grateful. We're so grateful, and so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. Thank you so, so much. It's so important that we give God the credit for those things in which is showing up in our lives. It's really important that we begin to have that comfort, knowing that God is with us and going that God's going to protect us regardless of what it is. And sometimes it's beyond your physical understanding, but your spirit does understand And sometimes you have to just be quiet and listen to what spirit is telling you versus what you're hearing on your physical realm and what you're hearing in the news and all the craziness going on. Don't let that become your pace, beloved ones. No, understand and know that you are way beyond those things that are you're hearing on the physical plane. But I chose today's topic about conquering your fears, because in conversation with people nowadays, there are so many people that are so frightful, that are going through so much turmoil and being afraid of what today is kind of bringing about. So, but I guess you may say, hey, okay, that's kind of a crazy question, Minister, because we're in a world pandemic and there's so much uncertainty. We don't know what we're going to do. We don't know what's going to happen. And beloved ones, I truly understand your concerns about your health and about the health of your loved ones. I truly do. And I understand about your concern about how am I going to make it financially? What is all of this going to happen? And you have legitimate concerns, and I truly understand that. And sometimes, you know, we have to have that moment of shock to be able to come to understand it. But what I'm going to speak to you today about is allowing when fear gets to the point where it conquers you and stops you and frees you in your tracks and causes you to have physical and mental distress that you don't need to have, because God within you can control it all. So we want to talk about how do we above that type of fear and emotion that's finding itself in our physical bodies and in our feeling world. Those feels are there. And, you know, I understand in some cases a fear could be a lifesaver. Based on what in the temporary moment, if you were out walking and you saw a rattlesnake, or you saw an animal that could be dangerous to you, it's normal to have some fear, and that fear will propel you to move into action and go. But when that fear becomes to the point where it freezes you and you can't move, or you get to the point where you are just totally surrendered to your fear, then we have a problem. And that's what I want to talk to you about, being able to overcome that level of fear, that it doesn't become the fact where it controls your world and control you at the moment. Because it's true that it does happen, and we are allowing fear to control. See, fear is an old emotion, beloved ones. Fear, we didn't just come with the idea of fear. You know, fear is something that's been existing probably ever since man has been on the planet. You know, even back in time of the dinosaurs and all the wild animals, the cavemen, they had fear too. They feared that they would be eaten alive, and so that they ran and they hide and they did whatever they need to do to survive. You know, I go back even to the Old Testament, and Job 3:25, it says, "For the things for which I fear come on me. That which I am afraid comes to me." In other words, beloved one, Job is talking about the law of attraction. You see, because the things that you fear will show up in your life and become dominant in your life more than the things that you don't fear sometimes. Thank God that our fears don't happen immediately from the standpoint of things coming upon us. There is a space and time and distance in between when the emotion feelings we're having and the manifestation in the physical world that shows up. Because if so, a lot of us would be in a world of trouble. Okay, so see, back then, Job had sense to know that which he was worrying about was going to control his life and put him in a bad situation. And it did. Not that he thought it did. He realized that some things that he was worrying about that's going to happen to him physically did happen. And so Job knew at that very moment that he needed to change. He needed to to bring about a new state of mind consciousness, because if not, he was going to be in big trouble. So he began to work on changing his destiny by changing his thoughts and way of his life, because he didn't want those things that was coming into his life to control his life and be part of his life. So he knew that he had to change. That's what he woke up and he realized what was happening. So then he began to really begin to change and begin to change his way of thinking and brought about newer things in your life. See, because the law of attraction, beloved ones, are always working. It's never turned off. It is a law. It is not something that I just thought of or any other person just thought of. The law of attraction is real. It is the real deal. It really does work, and it really is working in your life for good or for bad. It works on both perspectives. So you need to control what you is happening in your feeling world and not allow it to assume you and take over you. Now, from what I'm observing, I thought to myself, why are people so frightful? Why are they so frightful of so many things? Not only just the pandemic that happened, because this ain't new. People have been being frightened for a long, long time, and people are afraid of things for a long, long time. But from what I'm seeing and what Spirit has led to me to see is that due to our own insecurity and our own lack of confidence in ourselves and in God is why we allow ourselves to experience fear and allow fear to become part of our life, and how we let that to happen, how fear stop us from accomplishing anything that a lot of things that we want to do, not anything, but a lot of things we want to do. We don't take those opportunities to do them because we let fear freeze us. Between fear and procrastination is why 90% of the people don't accomplish the things they supposed to accomplish in their lives. You know, fear is a real deal. You know, my mom used to say, son, you know that the graveyard is full with people who never lived up to their full potential. And what she meant was most people go to their graves with the sweetest music unplayed. They never become that which God intended for them to come. God didn't intend for us to come here and make nothing of our life. He intended for us to utilize our powers and to bring forth things that we needed in our lives. You see, beloved ones, you have forgot that you have power. You and you forgot who you really are. Because if you realize who you really are, then you would have no need to allow fear to conquer you and stop you in the matter in which it does. So I just want to remind you, and, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't even think of myself as a minister. I really want to be a reminder, because most of the people who are on the line now are pretty conscious people. And I attract those kind of people because, you know, that's just the energy. You attract the kind of people than who you are. So I'm attracting those kind of people who are coming into that space and who are able to do that. So I'm grateful that they are able to do that and that they bring forth that energy. So I'm attracting those kind of people, so you know what I'm talking about. So let me just share with you in case you forgot who you really are, okay? First of all, you are a child of God. You get it? You are a child of God. You were made in the spiritual image of God. Not your physical body, not your physical look. That's not what you mean when you say made in the image of God. We're talking about that spiritual energy inside of you. That life force inside of you is the same life force as the God inside of you. That's when he said you made in my image. Spirit of God lives in us just like a wave would live in the ocean. You know, you go to the beach, you see the waves going forth and going back and forth, and that's all part of the water currents. That's how God's spirit is inside of you. It's all part of one. you and God are one. So that's that energy of God is inside of you. And you need to understand that you are an extension of God. You are God's eyes and ears and hands here on planet Earth. God put you here to do his work. And he utilized ordinary people to do extraordinary things. So you, beloved one, have a talent and you have gifts to do things. And so you cannot afford to allow yourself to become frozen by fear and not go forward and do the work that God has chosen you to do. So you have to overcome and move beyond that level of fear taking you. You have to do that. There's no way around it, that because God has commissioned you to do that. So you have to learn to take back control of your being. Do you think that God, who made you in his image, that gave you his spiritual light and put it inside of you, did not give you power? Do you really think that a God that made you and made you in his image, and God being all powerful, would not have given you a spark, at least a spark of his power to control your destiny? Yes, beloved one, you have the power inside of you to control your destiny along with the power of the God inside of you. That's who gives you the power. When Jesus spoke about I am who I am, Jesus was talking with the term I am, meaning God. Jesus said, I am is the one who gives me the power to do the work. He was speaking of that God force inside of him that was allowing him to do it. And he knew that his physical body didn't have any power, but he knew that the God inside of him had all the power. And that's why he was able to accomplish and do the things that he wanted to do. Do you not think that Jesus did not have some fears too? Yes, he had some fears too. He lived on planet Earth in a human body. So that means he took on some fears of normal human beings. But he was able to move beyond his fear as well. So, beloved one, you have to learn to take control of your feeling world. You have to learn to take control of your feeling world. You, when no thoughts or fears come about you and surround you, step in and say to yourself, God in me, dismiss this feeling. I know that it is just an illusion. Because, beloved, you know what the word fear means? False evidence appearing to be real. So 90% of the things that you fear are not even there. Yes, the pandemic is here. It's real. I'm not telling you that's not real. And so you got to deal with what's here. But 90% of the things that you fear never come to fruition unless you allow it to become into fruition. I just want to take time and share with you something about fear in my own personal life, because it did make sense. And I really learned how to get beyond and conquer a lot of my fears. And I'm not telling you that I am perfect today and I don't have moments of fear coming in my mind or in my life. But I do know how to put a halt to it when it gets too extreme, where it's causing me to freeze up. About 4 years ago, I took a motivational course with Tony Robinson. I went to California to do that, and it was a firewalk course. I don't know if any of you heard it, but if you follow Tony Robinson, you probably know about or heard about the firewalk program that Tony Robinson do. And it was a four-day course. And so I figured that within the 4 days, at the end of the 4 days, we'll probably do the firewalk. But when about 20 to 30 minutes, when Tony came on stage, he said, within 10 hours, I'm going to have you to the level where you're going to be able to walk on 2,000 degrees of hot coal. And you are not a hot wood, and you are not going to get burnt, and you're not going to have any discomfort. And at that moment, fear came on my mind. You got to be kidding. There's no way that I can physically do that. But time that in 10 hours, Tony convinced us to the point where we believed and had confidence in ourselves and that energy inside of us that we could accomplish whatever we wanted to do. We have the ability to control our destiny. And so by doing that, within a 10-hour period, we were able to do that. And I can tell you, beloved ones, it was at nighttime, and we walked, and you could see the fire. We had about 50 rows of fire because there were like 6,000-some people that showed up. And when you got there close to your turn to do the fire thing, to walk, you had to put your state of mind knowing that you were way beyond doing anything but doing that which you came to do, was to conquer your feeling world and to move forward and do what you would to do, and that was to conquer and walk this fire. Yes, then I'm not going to tell you that at the moment of fear didn't come, but I was totally to the point where I was able to conquer that fear at that time. And when I looked down, they told me, don't look down, look up and focus on something there. So when you have a goal, you have something you want to do, don't focus on what would be the obstacle, but focus on your goal. So the moment that I stepped down on the fire, I just focused on that thing that I wanted to end of the walk, and we used a mantra called Cool Mist, and I just said the mantra, walked on, and at the end of the walk, I looked back and realized I had walked about 30 feet on 2,000 degree of hot feet, cold, and my feet was not burning. I could still walk, and I still had feet, okay? So conquering your fear, now you don't think that was something you fear? I'm not telling you guys to do that to the extreme. You ain't got to do that, not unless you choose to do it. If you choose to do it, it's a very feeling that will conquer your fears. You won't have as many fears in life because you know you can conquer a lot of things if you're able to do that one. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you about fear, and because fear can freeze you. And guess what? Some of the people, even after the 10 hours, they still was stunned and couldn't move beyond taking that step. And I understand. So, you know, fear is a very strong, powerful force that works inside of us and causes us the problem. So I'm telling you, don't be a victim to fear. Learn to control your own destiny, beloved ones. Control your own destiny by controlling your feeling world and controlling and understanding that you have the power. When fear comes, just think about the God in me. God would not have forsaken me or leave me in any time. So I have the power to conquer these fears, and I can move forward. Let me just share with you for a few minutes about what fear can do to you physically, beloved one, because fear not only affects you emotionally, fear can cause you health problems that can really cause you health problems. Fear can cause your heart rate and blood pressure to rise. Okay, beloved ones, fear can cause your heart rate and your blood pressure to go up. And you know what? There's a lot of people who have heart attacks, have strokes, and it come at a moment of fear. They have become so fearful that their heart begins to race and their blood pressure goes sky high and they go into cardiac arrest. You do not want to do that. That's another reason you control your fear. Fear also affects your bronchial tube and your breathing. So, other ones, we're talking about affecting your lungs. And at this time and juncture and what's going on in this pandemic, you cannot afford your lungs to become damaged. You need your lungs to be very strong because this is a respiratory type of illness. So if your lungs become damaged and not able to function at full capability, you're opening yourself up to a situation that can cause you a lot of problems. Okay, so at all times, it's most important that you do not allow your fear to become overwhelming to you and cause you to cause your problems and cause your health to become damaged. You see, because beloved one, now if you are taking care of your physical body, your temple, I don't even call you physical body, because this temple, this temple, which is your body, is the house of God. Okay? And the Spirit of God lives within the confines of your physical body. And if you are doing the things that you need to do to take care of your immune system, okay, and you are taking care of your body, and you're keeping your body alkaline, as you should do, there is a slim possibility that any disease can enter your body. I'm not saying it's impossible. And so don't run and say the minister told me that I won't have any disease because of this or because of that. Yes, there's a slim possibility that you could contact something. So don't. But I'm telling you, you increase your chances of surviving even if you do contact something, if your body is strong, if your immune system is strong, if your body is alkaline, you will survive most things that will come about to attack your body. So it is up to you to do this. See, God gave you these temples to take, and you are the keeper of that. So if you are not doing your part and taking care of your physical body, then you are not doing what God told you to do and assigned to you. You think God would have gave you these pretty fine bodies? The human body is more, has more components in it and is more valuable and more than any computer. They were saying, I heard it saying that if you dissect your body or they put a value on your body, that in just your body parts, you're talking about anywhere cost of $8 to $9 million in different parts in your body, what your body would have an evaluation of cost. Okay? The body is very essential. God put this, it's a magnificent thing that God did. When you think about the capability of your physical body and what it can do and how God has implemented and put these things together, then you must realize that God has done a magnificent work. And I'm not telling you that you not need to practice safety. Now, safety is very important. You cannot be hard-headed, beloved ones. God didn't make you stupid and ignorant. If you're running around not protecting yourself, not doing what you need to do, and if you know if you're a certain age, which now seems to be regardless of what your age, but you still need to protect yourself, and you're going out there and acting like nothing is going on, nothing is happening, then you're exposing yourself. Okay? And if you're doing that, I pray to God that you have definitely have a strong immune system. I mean, you may survive, but you're also opening yourself up. Why test God? Why test the God force? That you don't, it's no need for you to do that when you can simply do what you need to do to keep yourself safe and keep yourself in proper perspective by doing the safety things that you know that you need to do to protect yourself. So don't be a fool and just and say, okay, I'm strong, I'm healthy, I can do this, I can do it. Hey, guess what? Athletes in physical condition and will are catching this thing. So, hey, your physical body, regardless of what, you are subject to do that, catch it even if. So you need to take your precaution to do what you need to do. And, yes, if you're taking care of your body and doing the physical things, exercising, eating right, drinking fluids, and doing everything you need to do, you're going to survive and you're going to have a better chance of survival, okay? But you need to do. Now, one thing for sure, beloved one, fear and God do not operate in the same space. If you are feeling fearful, that's a good gauge for you to know where your relationship is with God, because the both of them do not operate in the same space, okay? So if you're feeling afraid, you know that you need to come closer to God. You need to move closer to God. You need to begin to do your prayer work, your meditation work, whatever you need to do to bring yourself closer to God, because you are not connecting to that, to the God force inside of you. So see, God and fear are not going to hang. In other words, you cannot worship two gods. And if you're letting your fear become overwhelming, then you're making the fear of God. Okay? So you need to focus on your God self, not on your fears. Okay, that will change your destination in a many, many ways. You see, beloved one, each one of us came here on planet Earth to do something, as I told you before. And right now, we all have a duty. We all have responsibility to help raise the vibrational frequency on the planet, because what we're looking at now is cause of low frequency. This is low frequency happening all over the world. And when we consciously come to bring about a new state of consciousness, we will be seeing to see the planet shift. Yes, we as a collective group have the ability to change what is happening on the planet. And that's by raising your consciousness, by focusing on the God in you, the God that has done you, knowing that you have the power to live and be a high vibrational being. And I'm telling you, beloved ones, you got to start taking this responsibility. Each one of us have to do that. Each one of us have to find a way to share and raise our consciousness in our families, within ourselves, your families, your neighborhoods, your friends. You need to be able to raise people, encourage people, and get people to be able to stand up and begin to understand that they are sons and daughters of a Most High God, and that they have the power. And through that, we will begin to raise and clear and purify the environment. That's the only way that we're going to see change that are going to be sustaining and permanent. Okay? Because if not, we're going to keep going into these situations and keep going and having these problems on the planet until mankind is able to raise their vibration and change what's going on. We have the ability to do that. The God inside of us gave us ability. He said that we have domination over all living things. So that means that we have responsibility to take care of the planet, to take care of each other. So I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, to protect and raise your vibration. You will be doing the earth a mighty favor. You don't even have to do anything else, really, in actuality, other than raise your consciousness. By raising your consciousness, you will bring about change on the planet collectively. So each one of us has a responsibility to do that. We have a responsibility to take care of ourselves. We have a responsibility to think positive. We have a responsibility to be loving. We have the responsibility to be caring. We have the responsibility to recognize and see the God in each other. Those are the kind of things that will help us to raise our vibrations. Those are the kind of things that will begin to help purify the earth because of our thinking. God made us co-creators. So as a co-creator, it is our responsibility to create. So you see what condition the planet is now. So we have not been creating a lot of good stuff. And that's because the people have been living in their lower plane and living in low vibrations. And so it is time that we make the shift to be able to do that. And that's why being quiet, being still, is giving a lot of us the opportunity to dive deep into our own self and realize our own potential and begin to make changes. All of you can do something to make a change. We all can reach out and make a change. You don't have to do what I'm doing. Of course, many of you can do this too. Okay, I can't touch everybody. So, hey, you can start your own radio program. This is simple and easy to do. It's an easy format. You can do this too. You can blog. You can write. You can do something. But do something that's positive to encourage people to begin to rise above their present situation. We need it, beloved ones. This is the only way we're going to survive, is that each one of us take responsibility to be able to do this. You know, it is definitely something that has to be done. You know, we have to do this. There is no other way around it. So, and God expects us to do that. Until we do that, God is not going to come in and take his hand and change and what he, the planet. He gave that responsibility to us to do that. So that's what we need to do. And when you, every time you using fear, you're putting out negative energy. Your energy is causing the planet to become darker. So that is not your responsibility anymore. Your responsibility now is to bring light. And you bring light by believing in the God force that is within you. God has given you everything you need inside of you to raise and believe. And especially if you say that you are a Christian person, been brought up that way. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, like I said, but I accept and embrace all the world religions. But I believe that Jesus came here to teach us to be able to raise above and be and to become everything that God promised us to, we had the ability to do. So if you're claiming that you believe in Jesus, you're claiming that you believe in Buddha, you're claiming you believe in Muhammad, you're claiming you believe in all these prophets and people who come here to give light, then you need to start following that teaching and standing up. Mostly all those prophets and teachers and deities that came to planet Earth came to tell us to love more, to share more, to be more, and to do more. So if you're following some whatever you're following, then start living up to that and start doing it. And stop walking around being fearful. Stop acting like you don't have any power in your life, because you do. You have plenty of power. You have the power to change the planet. So that's what this show is all about. I'm doing this show so I can help do my part to help change the vibration and raise the frequency. So I am suggesting that each one of you do something too to help raise the vibration and frequency. And I'm going to continue to do this now for the rest of the days I'm on the planet, because I truly understand my mission and what it is that I came here to do. So I want you to join in with me and to help me to change the planet. You know, one person can change something. Two can set it aflight. Anytime Jesus said that two or more of you come together to do something, you can make a major change. You know, look at Gandhi, look at Martin Luther King, look at Jesus the Christ, you know, individuals that made changes on the planet. So God, the same thing that God put inside of those beings, he put inside of you and me. We too can make a change. We too have the ability to do it. We just got to realize who we are. We can no longer be asleep. So I'm asking you to wake up to who you are. Wake up. You are sleeping giants. And you have the ability to make a difference. And it's very, very important that we do make a difference in what we're doing. Okay? So I am, like I said, I'm so grateful that each one of you have tuned in today. And hopefully that you have gained something from today's lesson. But more than gained, I hope that you do something now that you understand that you have the power to do something. That you have the power to wake up and the power to move forward and the power to change. You, beloved, you, madam, mister, older person, younger person, you have the power to help make a change. So, and God is depending on you to do that. God put you here to do that. And guess what? You chose to be here on planet Earth at this time. You may not understand that concept, but I'm telling you, you chose to be here at this particular time. So that means that you have a gift. You have something that you can do to help make a difference. So in the time of the earth quieting down, look inside of you and find out, what is my gift? What is it that I need to do to bring light to the planet? What do I need to do to help in raising the vibration on the planet? Because you can, and we must. So, beloved ones, I want you to constantly tune in and to listen, and we want to expand this program. I'm probably going to be doing a Thursday program as well. A lot of people are in, a lot of people are home, so we're going to do what we need to do but not only what I do, but what you do too. We want to continue to grow and continue to put the energy out there. So I want you to tune in. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about next week, although I have something in my mind, but I'm going to let Spirit sort of guide me to my next agenda as to how I'm going to do and what I'm going to do and be led by Spirit, because, you know, sometimes God has said, you want to make God laugh, you make your plans. But I'm believing in the God in me to guide me and lead me to do the right thing. So I'm going to let God kind of guide it to what I need to do so we can move forward and make things happen. So, like I said, I'm more grateful than ever to be able to share with you. And I mostly thank God for giving me the strength, the intellect, and the knowledge to be able to bring this information to you. And hopefully it has some way helped you and made you decide to look deeper into yourself as to what can I do? How can I make a difference? So I want you to be aware. I will be sending out emails and text messages and Facebook and any method that I can to raise this awareness and raise the energy of this ministry so we can make a difference. You know, I'm not doing this for any egotistical thing on my part. I do it because I feel that this is what God wants me to do to help raise the consciousness. And everything that we do, we should do that with the understanding, hey, this is what God wants me to do, not what I want to do, but this is what God wants to do. So I surrender to the God force inside of me and ask him to give me guidance and understanding of what it is that he wants me to do. So, beloved ones, before we close with prayer, I want to, if you have a pen or something handy, I want you to visit my website so you can read a little bit more about who I am and what I do and what God has inspired me to do and, you know, my life, because, you know, I've had challenges in my life just like all the rest of us. But thank God that God saw me through, and I had people praying and I had people looking out for me to be able to allow me to come through a lot of life difficulties. So my website is www.theholisticministry. That's www.theholisticministry. And the holistic is not W, it's HOLISTIC ministry. And make sure you put in the in front of that in order to be able to participate. So visit the website, and all donations are welcome. That will help us to grow and help us to expand, to take this thing to next level. I'm grateful that we are a worldwide ministry. There are people who are listening there in London and Portugal and different places, but we want to be able to take this thing to a higher level and raise the vibration to a higher level. So we say thank you, God, for allowing it to be, and we thank you, God, for allowing us to be. So we will actually continue to do this. And like I said, if you want to make donations, it's up to you. I'm not, you know, begging or demanding anything of you. It is up to you to do that. And if you decide to do that, that is a secure website, and it also goes to PayPal. So help me to help raise the consciousness. Do what you need to do. Most of all, pray and that God will give me insight and wisdom to be able to bring forth all the information that I need to do in order to do what I need to do to be able to help. So let's get ready to close this ministry out with a prayer, because that's one of the things that I truly believe in, the power of prayer. And we believe that God help us through prayer. Jesus said that we should pray continuously. We should continuously ask and give gratitude to God for allowing us to have the experiences that we have and allowing us to rise above earthly situations that we find ourselves into. So today, this evening, we're going to close out by asking God to do that. So, beloved, mighty I Am present, the God who exists and lives within us, we come to you giving you thanks for this day, for bringing forth your message, bringing forth the energy that we need in order to raise the energy and raise the vibrational consciousness on planet Earth. And we ask you to guide us and give us strength that we can take our energy into a higher state and take this energy and make it move forward and to do what we need to do. So we know that you are the source. We recognize that you are inside of our physical bodies, just like the wave within the ocean. So we know we are connected. We know that we are an extension of you, God. We know that you, your spirit is inside of us. And so we know that you have given us strength. You have given us power. You have given us wisdom. You have given us knowledge to be able to move forward. So we embrace that. And we ask you, God, give us now boldness. Give us the ability to be bold. Give us the ability to move beyond our fears, to not become frozen. Give us the ability to look within when fear comes that we know is just an illusion appearing to be real. It's false evidence. That fear has no way to conquer us. We will not allow fear to conquer us anymore. We will step into our fears. We will move beyond these earthly things that that block us and stand in our way, that we will no longer allow this to be a stopping stone for us, and that we will move forward now with boldness like we never had before, because we know who we are. We are children of the Most High God, and that we came here with power. We have strength. We have power through you, God. You are here to help us and guide us, and we know that you have signed angels to be with us and support us. So we give grace and thanks to our ascended angels, to all the ascended hosts and ascended masters who are helping to guide our lives. And we give thanks, too, for all our ancestors who have gone the other side, who are helping us, even supporting us from the other side. We say thank you. And we ask that you continue to give us grace and continue to give us strength to walk in the light. And we thank you, God, for the earthly prey. We pray, God, for those people who are not completely aware and conscious of who they are too, God. Have mercy upon them. Give them strength. Give them wisdom. We pray for all the families who have lost family members through this crisis and through other crises, that you would give them strength. Let them know that you're in charge. I know they may not understand why and what, but you're in charge. And that you, beloved Father, control life and death. So if you deem time for them to come home, that they would have full understanding that you're in charge. So give them the ability to go through their pains of missing and not being with those loved ones. We know that it's painful for a lot of people, but we ask you to give them comfort. Let them know that your comforter is here. Let them know that the power of the I Am, that Jesus Christ, live in them and keep them strong and knowing that they will be well. So, God, we know that you are the light. We ask you, God, and we pray for our leaders of the world. We pray that we will have a government that will help the people and not mislead the people and control, God. We know that you have your fingers on the energy and the press of this and on everything in this country, God. We know that you are controlling things and that when you are ready to make a change, you will. So we embrace and accept the idea that you are there. We do not surrender to the leaders' misleading or in a direction that's not giving us higher understanding. Well, but we put our faith in you, God, knowing that you are the source. You are the source, and that you will make the changes and do what you need to do in time and need. So we say thank you, God. Thank you. We are so grateful, and we are so appreciated of you, God, knowing that you're well. So thank us, God, for just touching us this morning and waking us up and allowing us to have this experience and allowing us to be here today. So we are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. Thank you, beloved ones. I, again, am so grateful that each one of you are here and each one of you were able to share with me today. And I look forward to many, many of these lectures and me being your reminder, not so much your minister. I'm not here to preach at you, but I'm here just to remind you of who and whom you are, children of a Most High God. So I say thank you and have a most wonderful and marvelous evening, and peace and blessing to you till next time. Thank you. And so it is. Amen.